Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and happy Monday. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord we made it to Monday. I trust you had a glorious and a victorious weekend. We thank and praise the Lord for each and every one that have tuned in, and we've been talking and sharing. We went from the fear of the Lord to giving earnestly, being serious about what we hear. And I tell you, we've just been going on. And we're going to pick up. We've been in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and we started at that 17th verse, and we read it down. And I tell you, it's been a blessing to me. And I trust it was a blessing to you. And it all is based upon Hebrews, the second chapter, where the writer was saying we need to pay earnest heed to the things that we hear. And in the hour and the time that we're living in, if you're not careful, we can be distracted from making our time and with the Lord and in His word a priority. And I call that the Lord first. We need to make and find time with the Lord. I thank and praise the Lord for one of my grandsons. He received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and God been having me to call him from day to day. He in Pennsburg College, and I've been calling him and communicating with him and asking about the changes he's experiencing, and it changes since he got acquainted. Since he received the Holy Spirit, and I've been sharing with him. I said, well, you need to just talk to him. That's the way I do. And I'm forever grateful for the Holy Spirit that came. Jesus said that it was expedient for him to depart, but he said, I won't leave you comfort. I will send the Holy Spirit. And I am so glad the promise, who is the Holy Spirit, is not only here but available, but he live on the inside. If you are born again believing, if you haven't as yet received the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost, they're the same thing. Better yet, the same person, because he is a person, he is spirit. And so I thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that on the inside of me. And I'm finding out more and more every day the value, especially in these last days. I don't know about you, I've been reading the Bible ever since I was 8. But, it's like the Bible is coming. It's more open to me than it ever been. And I was sharing with another minister. I said, the Bible is being fulfilled right before our face. If you want to study the Bible and read the word, you see what everything God said, it is happening. The Bible said these were holy men that was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And one time, some people still want to debate whether the Bible is the true word of God or not. That's not even a issue for me, because I'm fully persuaded, because it bear witness with the spirit that is in me. And so many times when I'm reading my Bible, it's like God talking directly to me. And so I just thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit that is here. I thank God for my grandson receiving the Holy Spirit, and he growing, and the Holy Spirit revealing to himself to him. And I tell anybody, if you ain't saved, you need to invite Jesus into your life. Cause make no mistake about it. In this world, this is a fallen world, and there's so many things that's happening. First, when Paul told Timothy that men are gonna be departing from the faith, and he wasn't talking about the sinner, he was talking about the believers. He said that they're gonna be being seduced They're gonna start teaching doctrine of the devil. Watch. That's why it's so important when you hear me teach or me minister, anybody minister, you need to make sure that they show you from the word and pray. Holy Spirit, open up my eyes, Lord, let me see. Read your Bible. That's why a lot of time, I know sometimes it might appear like I used up all of my time relating and showing people where the scripture is. But that is because that's one way you'll know it. You'll know for yourself. That ain't just what Prophet Miller say, but this is what the word of God is saying. The word of God is powerful. You know, I'm serious. The word of God is so powerful. But we've been talking, and I'm going to take you somewhere today. We was in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and we've been talking about the enemy and how the enemy come. But one of the points that I pray we got out, the renewing of the mind is restructing of the soul. You know, in this time, and we live in, a lot of people deal with a lot of mind-binding thoughts. Well, what is that? I call that a spirit, the mind-binding spirit. It's when it seems like it's pointing a lot of negative thoughts, being overwhelmed. Seems like you just fast, you cast one thought down and make another one show up. It come with doubt and unbelief, trying to get you into fear and doubt. And come on now, that's what I'm talking about. The Bible tell us that, you know, that we need to cast down every imagination and every thought that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. And I found out, wherever your mind go, your body going to go too. Come on, somebody. Wherever your mind going to go, your body going to go. That's why it's so important that you need to judge these thoughts and cast these thoughts down. Thoughts that's not lining up with the word of God, cast them down. Come on, take authority over it, because the enemy is always is shooting for our mind. He know if he get our mind in a uproar, if he be able to develop a stronghold in the mind, he got you. Amen. You know, one time I said, why you be talking about the devil? Well, you need to know. You ain't got to talk about him. He's still going to show up. But my point in talking about it is to expose him and let you know, because of the finished work of Christ, guess what? He can be a problem. But it's not one problem that he can bring that Jesus have embraced us and given us authority over that it can't be solved. You remember the Bible said we win. But I found out just because the word is written and you read this word, you got your part to play in order for the manifestation of what God's word said. And remember we even said in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and in that 20 verse, when he said, but ye did not learn Christ in this way. But and he was telling them, because some of the Ephesian people, they start yielding themselves to bitterness and resentment and all of that stuff. And he was trying to tell them how to walk in the newness of life. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old thing pass away. And I found out this is an ongoing process. We got to continue to read the word. We got to continue to renew our mind, and we got to maintain it. If you want the victory and experience the victory that Christ won for you, you got to maintain it. You got to meditate in this word. You got to study this word. You got to put it, as old folks say, in your mouth. So we're going to pray, and we're going to get right into the word, because I see what we God taking me with this. We're going to get in the soul, because we as a spirit, we have a soul. Our soul is consists of our mind, will, and emotion. And the soul is the one that going to help us, show us whether we're going to let the Holy Spirit, God's spirit lead us, or we're going to let our flesh. Where the enemy comes through the flesh. That's why the Paul talks so much about it. I always thank God for Apostle Paul, because to me, Paul have such a revelation. Other than Jesus, to me, Paul had a great revelation about the spiritual thing and the things in the physical realm. And he exposed that. And that's why I said, now Jesus had more revelation than anybody. But as I stated, I truly thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Paul. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day because truly, this is the day that you have made and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for the broadcast right now. I pray for accuracy. I pray for knowledge and understanding and revelation will be revealed. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airway and over the minds of the people. I bind up demonic detraction in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for it right now in Jesus' name. Okay, let's go. Let's go to James. We're gonna go to James, the fourth chapter. Cause like I said, it was in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. And like I said, when you read the starting at that 17th verse, and if you read down, as I say, he was telling them how to conduct themselves in this new life. They had got born again. He was telling them how to conduct themselves. But as I stated, wherever your mind go, your body going to follow. The Bible said, guard your heart with all diligence because the issue of life come from it. And it is so important. And like I said, he was telling them, you know, and that neither give place to the devil. Other words, you don't give him an opportunity. And the enemy is real. Like I said, I don't never want nobody to think that I have more faith in the devil real than I have more faith in God real. You need to know that you have an enemy. And a lot of times, the enemy will turn us against one another if we allow him through ignorance and lack of knowledge. We have people walking around, and I believe this in everybody's family, that misunderstand one another, want to be in strife all the time. Come on, somebody. They want to be in strife all the time, don't want to even communicate with one another. And the Bible tells us, in Ephesians, the second chapter. If you have your Bibles now, y'all, I have my notes written down, and I made up in my mind what I want to share, but I'm always open to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit know who on the air. The Holy Spirit know what they need. I don't. I can't see you, you know. And I thank God working on some things that we're going to make it possible that I can see you or you can see me. But there too, again, like I said, the Holy Spirit is the one, Pandi. He the only one. He know. And he see you. He know what you need. He know what I need. Now, in Ephesians, the second chapter, like I said, there too, again, Paul was ministering to new believers. He was showing them how to conduct their life. He was telling them about their adversary. And really he was telling them, you don't give place. And he was showing them how not to give place. He was telling them they need to learn Christ. Now, this reminds me something Jesus said in the four Gospels. He said, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. And in Ephesians 2, it said, you have... he quickened who were dead in trespass and sin. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And see, if you haven't been born again, you've been dominated and being controlled by a spirit of disobedience. An invisible spirit, an invisible being that you cannot really detect with an ungenerated mind. But once you get born again, get in the Word. That's why it's so important to get your mind. Once you get your mind renewed, you can be able to detect, okay, I see the enemy. I see where the enemy trying to influence this person. Remember we shared with you how Jesus asked the question one day, who the men say he is, and then he asked the disciple, who you say that I am? And then the Apostle Peter was the one that God revealed to him that Jesus was the Christ, and Jesus complimented Peter, but that as he continued to talk, as he continues. And see, that's why we need knowledge of the spirit as well as the physical world. And I'm telling you, this is so important. If you want to walk in the victory that Jesus won for us, found out some things we must know. Come on. That's why you need to read your Bible. I don't care. Some of this New Age teaching, don't get with that. Don't get with it. Some people say, since we got grace, we don't have to, we can continue in sin. And Paul made it plain to the wrong. He said, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No. And I'm going to tell you, I've been saved for a while now. Numbers a year, over 30 years now. And some of the things that I'm seeing, it grieved my heart, and I know a lot of people older than me. It can grieve you because you're seeing things that you never thought would be. You're seeing things happening in the church that never have before, or better yet, among the believers. And it can really aggravate you if you allow it. Listen, allow it, you know. And that's something God even let me know. And I'm saying to some of you that have been saved a long time, allow the Holy Spirit to upgrade you. Allow him to open up your eyes even the more. Listen, stay teachable. That's one thing I found out when I was growing up. Now, I had some people in my family. Some of my family members, they were older, but they had an open mind. But then I had some say, no. Now, y'all, the Bible tells us that the tradition of men called the commandments of God to be a non-effect. Now, I'm a strong believer some tradition we need to hold to. Other words, if that tradition going to interfere in what is written, that's what we need to let go. You know, and but some things that happening on this earth, if you don't have a closer walk with the Lord, better yet, if you haven't developed a relationship, if you ain't a student of his word, and if you ain't praying, even Paul even told the church. I tell you, to read the whole book of it, Ephesians, it's a blessing. Paul even told them in the beginning, he was inspired with the Holy Spirit to pray. And then he said, and I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be, he come out your spiritual eyes. When your spiritual eyes come open, see, God gave us a spirit that we can communicate with him. God is a spirit. We that worship him, we must worship him in spirit and truth. So we can relate to spiritual things. We can be able to see in the spirit. The real world is the spirit world, where he gave us our body that we can connect and communicate with earth. Come on, somebody. Now, if you ain't been born again, your spirit, man, is close off to God. You, according to what Ephesians, the second chapter, and that first, if you read the first three verses, it lets you know. It's even in the third verse, in that second chapter, it's among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But then he tells us, you know, read down. I'm not going to read all of that, but it lets you know once you get born again. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. He a new creature. Old things have passed away. That's why, you know, you don't have the same desires. You know, when I go back and think about what took place, or the Holy Spirit remind me and bring it back, what took place when I first got saved. Student of the word, love the word. But you can get so busy, you can allow yourself to be distracted. Well, you might need to spend an hour in the world. You know, I ain't telling everybody that everybody do it the same way, but you do need to make and find time to read your Bible. Your time might not be my time. I'm in full-time ministry. You know, I don't clock in a clock. You know what I mean? But so I can spend more time with the word and with God than you can. But guess what? God made it possible. You can. When I was on the job, I you know, After I received the Holy Ghost, after I got filled with the Holy Ghost, and I began to speak in my prayer language, I began to pray in tongues. I would pray in tongues all the way to work, and pray in tongues all the way back home. And that's something you can do. And Paul talked about the tongues. He said, when you're praying in tongues, you are speaking directly to God. And the Holy Spirit is praying the perfect will of God. And I'm telling you, it'll build you up. Jude said, build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, it really helps you. I don't know about you, when I don't know what to do, when my mind sometimes want to be in a rage, I just start praying in my prayer language. A lot of time I pray in my prayer language before I read my Bible. And as I say all the time, this ain't the final revelation. I don't want you to think that. God just giving you nuggets through this broadcast to help you in your walk with the Lord. A lot of people, they listen at the news. They walking in fear, but I'm telling you, it's because you focusing on the wrong thing. You giving too much attention to the negative. And I'm going there. I'm going to talk about developing your spirit, but I don't know if I'm going to get in it today. But that's, you got a mind problem. You need to get your mind and keep your mind renewed, and you renew it by the word of God. You know, it's okay to look at the news if that's what you want to look at. That's your prerogative. But I'm here saying this to you. You don't let what the news says call you to move away from what is written. I thank God Kenny Copeland blesses me. I thank God for Brother Copeland. You know, how he said, when he do look at the TV, when they speak in negative, he speak and say it according to what is written. Listen, we got to get the word of God so in us in abundance. The Bible says, after abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. See, you want to find out what's really in you, you can be a church goer. But let me tell you something. When pressure hit, first they come to your house, whatever in you abundance going to come out. You can quote all it, remember all the scriptures you want to. God, you're taking this thing another way. You can quote all the scriptures you want to. But when you being confronted with evil, when your marriage being challenged, when your children, whatever, your finances, you're going to find out how much is written that you truly believe and how much of it you trust. Come on, somebody. But this one, he said, even when we were dead in sin, have quickened us together with Christ by grace, ye are saved. But see, like I said, he continued on and letting them know that they have a new life in Christ. That's why I said, and he sees in the fourth chapter, where we, and he even told them. And that 20 verse, but ye have not so learned Christ. But then he began to tell him in that 22nd verse, Ephesians 4:22, that if ye put off, he said that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the way of living, of the old man, which is corrupted in the deceitful lust, the desire. A lot of times you hear people say lust, they think you're talking about sexual sin. No. Your flesh have desires. And he said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. He said that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And this is so important. Let me go. I want to go to, we're going to go to James. Let me go. Because I'm telling you, this is important. This is so important in order for you to experience that victory in your walk in Christ. Come on, somebody. I'm not experiencing victory in Christ. I'm just afraid. No. If you're afraid, you've been feeding yourself with the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Oh, no. Come on, we might with. If you afraid, I want you to hear me. If you walking around in fear, see, the Bible tells us, and Jesus said, fear going to come on this earth, and some people, because of fear, they're going to start having heart attacks. Listen, you don't need to let fear do that to you. Fear is a spirit. Now, I hear some people say it's a healthy fear and it's a bad fear. You know, but fear. When you allow the fear come on you and having you getting hopeless, having you afraid to leave, just like when COVID came through. The enemy had a heyday with COVID. He had some of the same. They were so fearful. They wouldn't even. Now, please hear me. Yeah, we supposed to protect ourselves, even before COVID comes. One of my siblings, they are very protective when it comes down to their body with germs and stuff. We supposed to always protect ourselves. Now, hear me right. But some people, the enemy used fear and took it to the extreme. They was afraid to go to church. You know what I didn't get? Some, they would tell you, don't gather at church, but they let you gather at work. See, that didn't make sense to me. Now, some state, they shut it down. You couldn't go to work. You couldn't even do none of that. But in some state, they told you not to go to church, but they told you to go to work. And then some people, at the times that I would go to Walmart or certain places to pick up certain items that I need for my house, people was in Walmart. They were gathering at the restaurant. Now, I don't know what happened in your time. I'm talking about my time. I live in Sumter, South Carolina. And I seen this taking place. Now, to me, the church should have been the most place we need to be at. But there, too, again, hear me good. If you weaken your faith, I want you to hear me. If you weaken your faith, you better sit down somewhere. And that's why God don't want us, for our faith to be weak. God don't want our spirit man to be weak. And like I said, I think I'm going to be going there in this teaching. But right now, I want you to go to James, the fourth chapter. Go to James, the fourth chapter. And for time's sake, if that's the fourth chapter, I want the third chapter. Might be missing a little bit. Let me make sure Prophet Miller in the right place. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, this is so important. I'm in James. Where you going, prophet? Where you going with James? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I told you I get excited. It is in James. But I'm showing you, because this invisible being, I want you to hear me. These invisible folk, in Ephesians 6th chapter, where we might just take time to show you that. Spirits can inject thoughts. That's why Paul said, cast down every imagination and every thought that exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Fear comes through thoughts and through what I see and what I hear. But and see, these are simple things, brother. Like I said, I don't need that. I've been saved over 40 years. And I've been saved over 40 years too. But sometimes fear show up through what I see and what I hear. Come on now. And I have to look, okay, you can't just let that say, now like my son and his family, they live in Newport, Virginia. Now, then I got two grandsons, they in college, and I don't get to see some of my grandchildren all the time. And sometimes, I mean, I've been maybe 2 months ago, I think, with one of my grandsons, they go to prison, there was a shoe on their campus and somebody got killed. But guess what? God had my grandson in his room sleep. He don't even remember. He didn't hear no shots or nothing. God had him in his room deep asleep. And see, there too again, that's why it's so important. The Bible tells us to pray. And y'all, I'm telling you, I learned you're going to either pray, believe God, and trust God, or you're going to pray and be fearful. When we truly pray like the Bible telling us to pray, if we pray like the Bible is telling us to pray, we can resist fear. So Paul said to Tim, he said, God ain't gave you no spirit of fear. And Timothy was being intimidated by false teachers. He let what they said enter into his heart, and it caused him to walk in fear. Okay? And I'm in James the fourth chapter. That's where I'm at. I'm in James the fourth chapter. I want you to look at that seventh verse. It says, submit yourselves Therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, he said, you. See, I found out, and we got the minister on yesterday, and we were ministering from John, the fifth chapter, St. John 5, in the sixth verse. When Jesus asked the man, will you be made whole? You see, when I got saved, and I'm transparent, when I got saved, and your experience might be different, when I first got saved, I thought God do everything. What you mean, prophet? Well, I thought God was just going to do it, and I didn't have anything to do. I didn't know when, like scripture like this, submit yourself, therefore to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. And Romans, casting down every imagination and every thought. I didn't know that was my responsibility. I didn't know I'm supposed to read my Bible. I didn't know I'm supposed to meditate on the word. I got saved, and that's what now I'm saved, ain't got to worry about the devil. Y'all, look like after I got saved, the bottom fell out. It's old folks say. Then I start seeing the enemy try to come through my immediate family. I start seeing the enemy try to come through my church. Now, I want y'all to hear me. I don't want you to be so demon-minded, a devil-minded, that you ain't God-minded. I want you to hear me. But you need to have balance there, and you need to know this. Are you following what I'm saying? That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't want you walking around here like, we don't have an answer. Yes, you do. Yes, we do. We have an enemy. Satan hates us because he can't repent. We can repent and be restored to God. But listen, take the things of God serious. Don't let fear. Fear will dominate you. Fear will depress you. You'll be tormented. That's what fear do to you. I don't know if things keep going like that. I don't know how I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I believe what David said in his song. I was young, and now I'm old, but I ain't never seen the righteous forsaken, neither his seed begging for bread. I'm going to do what Matthew 6 said. I ain't going to take no thought for tomorrow. I ain't going to take the thought when it comes to me what I'm going to eat or how I'm going to pay my bills. And see, I had to learn that in full-time ministry. If God called you in full-time ministry, see, that's why you got to make sure. Just don't hop up because somebody prophesies to you. Please hear me. I'm not demeaning a prophet because a prophet have their part in the body of Christ. Hear me good. I'm not being little of a pastor or any of these spiritual gifts. I'm not doing that. But I'm saying because God, through the finishing work of Jesus, God made it possible that we can have a relationship with him. And if you've been in church, if you've been in a church of God that really preaching on the direct word of God, you need to know you got to develop a relationship with God. You got to get this mind renewed. I have watched some people that have been in the world, they get saved and they get in there, and because they fail to renew their mind to get in the world, they think, you know, I got this here. Listen, let me tell you something. You ain't stronger and smarter than your creator. See, that's the demonic mentality. You ain't stronger than your creator because we have a will. God let us choose to do what we want. God is not going to override your will, but the devil will put pressure on your will. And like I said, I don't know why, but I'm constantly hearing fear. A lot of you dealing with fear. You fear of your marriage. You fear of losing somebody. You fear your children. I rebuke that thing right now. I bind that spirit of fear. You feed fear. You fear to leave your house. That you don't do that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You don't let fear dominate you. You don't let it dictate to you. But like I said, the enemy used fear, and he dominated a lot of people. I remember one day I was in the grocery store, and I ain't trying to. This man. Y'all, I was in the grocery store, and this brother, he would get groceries, and, they would chase about 6 feet from one another. And bless his little heart, this man would try not to be right. And this, somebody got in behind him, and they was, probably going to leave it alone. And anyway, they got close to her. And this brother, he started fussing. And he about got out the line. I said, Lord, help him, Jesus. He's so tormented. Y'all, I'm serious. It's amazing how we take what man or what somebody said over what God's word say. God told me in my consecration this year, last year, he told me, he said, let the word of God be the final authority, and I want you to give more attention to the word. See, a lot of us pay too much attention to what brings fear, what going to bring discomfort to us. Come on, somebody. You cause your blood pressure to run up. Fear would do that. Fear just like pain, but it's worse than a pain because it'll torment you. It'll take your appetite away from you. I fear this. The Bible tells us that Job said, the thing I fear had came upon me. Job was so fearful that his children wasn't living right according at that time the way God, he made offered a sacrifice for him every time. And see, God don't want you to be in fear. God wants you to use wisdom. Now, I don't go out here, acting crazy, and I understand what I'm saying. But God don't want me to live fearful. I thank God for Psalms 91. The scripture said, God give you things that child concerning you. But see, there too again, we got to abide in what God's word said. But if you don't know what the word is, how are you going to abide in something? But anyway, in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the seventh verse, 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 7 verse, it said, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. The Amplified said, for God did not give us a spirit of timid, a cowardness, a cray, a green, a fraud of fear, but he have given us a spirit of power and love and of calm and well-balanced mind. Well-balanced mind, that means his God will for you to control your thoughts and not your thoughts control you. But if you have not been paying attention to your thoughts, my granddaughter came over one day and she was talking about, we were talking about the Lord. And I try to impart to them as much as I can. And she said, Grandmama, I be praying, Lord, get these thoughts out of my mind. I said, God cannot answer that prayer. She said, what? And see, that's why it's so important to read the word, because you'll find out what God play in your life, the part you're supposed to play in your life. See, that's the thing. I came when I got saved. I didn't know my part. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I thought God was supposed to do everything. I did. But when I got in the word, I found out my part to play. You have your part to play. All of God promised is yes and amen, but a lot of it's conditional. And God ain't going to do what he told you and I to do. God, you change the whole message. But he tell us that. He have given us a spirit of power, that mean authority and of love, and a calm and a well-balanced mind, and discipline and self-control. That's one of the fruits of the spirit, self-control. Okay, now we're going back to James. Because I wanted to show you, he said, in that seventh verse, James, fourth chapter, seventh verse, he said, submit yourself, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. And see, you just can't live any kind of way and expect to walk in the delegate of the authority that God gave you as a believer. You just can't live any kind of way. That's why Paul was so clear in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, about how you're supposed to live. He was saying, put away bitterness, unforgiveness, malice. He said, put away all of that. Because all of that is given place, given an opportunity to the devil. And so many people do that. We can, even with our tongue, the Bible said we are snared by the words that come out of our mouth. I never knew that the what come out of my mouth can turn or change my situation or my circumstance. I never know that. My words have power. My words, something God had to, when he began to teach me about the what coming out of my mouth. The Lord told me that one day, because in Mark 11 chapter, it tells us when we pray, believe, and don't doubt in our heart, we have what we say. He didn't say you're going to have what you pray. Now, he tells us in the gospel, when God's word abides in us, we can ask what we will. But then he going to tell us that we got to watch what's coming out of our mouth. Because God, he said, you got more faith when you praying, and you don't have no faith after you done prayed. I said, what you mean? He said, because look at how you pray and the way you talk after you done prayed. He said, after you pray, the way you talk will reveal how much of confidence you have. So, and I used to do it. I pray one way, and if I didn't see immediately action in that situation, I start saying the negative because I didn't understand how faith worked. Come on now. And the Holy Ghost had to teach me that. He said, you have what you said. S-A-I-T-A. That means continue to say. And just like some of you now, you done prayed and prayed about a seed, but you, everything we do come with a seed. It tells us in the gospel. The way the kingdom runs is like a person that sow a seed. Right now, every word coming out of my mouth is a seed. But see, there too again, when we meditate, when we read and meditate in this word, the Holy Spirit opens up to it. He brings about the reality. He makes sense out of what God done said or what is written in God's word. Oh, this good word, good word, good word. But he said, seventh verse, he said, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But see, a lot of people trying to resist the enemy, but you ain't submitted to God. You know, as we shared yesterday, when Jesus asked the man, will you be made whole? God gave me the revelation from that. He said, a lot of saints go to church Sunday after Sunday. But an act of their will, they not cooperating with the Holy Spirit. They not cooperating with the word. They ain't doing what the word says. God is not going to do everything. You have your part. I have my part to play. Yes, Jesus came that I may have life and have it more abundantly. But he told me in that same verse, the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I came that you will have life and you'll have it more abundant. Well, I'm not going to experience that abundant life if I don't know what to do when my enemies show up, because he's going to show up. Mark the 4th chapter tell me. The sower planted the seed and immediately the enemy came. Do you not know the enemy used offenses and bitterness and unforgiveness, jealousy and strife against you? These are tools of the enemy. Shut him down. But you just don't know. You have a will. God ain't going to override. For years, I waited on God to do something, and I found out it wasn't getting done because I wasn't doing my part. I was not cooperating with what was written and what was revealed. The children of Israel got out of Egypt. But you know, a lot of them did not make it to the promised land. They would not cooperate with the word that God was giving Moses. Well, in this new covenant, because of ignorance and lack of cooperation, lack of knowledge. You got some saints, they are not cooperating with the word. They walk around here on the fifth avenue, bitterness, resentment, rejection. Want to blame everybody. Why God ain't did this? Why God ain't did this? Whatever your why he ain't doing, you need to find out, did he say, what did he say about that? Well, I don't know. Well, find out. My pastor ain't said that. Look, the Bible said you got to work out your own soul salvation. You know what the Lord showed me? He said, and anything important to y'all, he said, if it's important to y'all, y'all will do something about it. And you know that's the gospel. Anything of any value, you know what we do? We're going to find out how or what we need to do to reap it. One of my grandsons, well, both of them, one play football, one play basketball, and they are so disciplined when it comes down to eat. I said, Lord, help me with that. He said, well, the fruit of temperance, but you won't cooperate. And the Holy Spirit will tell me, and don't eat that, and don't do this him. He'll speak to you. He ain't going to force you to do it, though. See, that's what you mean. You mean to tell him, he said, you got to cooperate with him. Ain't it strange you can go on a job and you cooperate by obeying the rules on that job. But when it comes down to the things of God, because you don't know that you know you have a part to play, you don't want to call, you want to do what you want. You want, no, it don't work that way in the kingdom, y'all. I'm sorry. I thought it did too. I gave many place to the enemy. In strife, and come on somebody, jealousy, bitterness, resentment, reject. I said I had to learn that. Well, you how you know through the word. He tell us where in the secret. He said, but he give it more grace. Wherefore he said, I'm in James 4:6. But he give more grace. Wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but give grace unto the humble. Not only just favor grace, but it empower you with the ability to do it. He said, now submit yourself. Therefore, to God, resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners. Put it away. That's what he really said. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. He's telling us what to do. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourn and your joy to be heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Then he going down to tell you how to talk. See, these are things that we want to overlook in the Bible. And we want to get, I don't submit to God. But how you talking to, how you treat your neighbor, how you treat your enemy. He tell you to love your enemy. He tell you to bless your enemy. Come on, somebody. I used to walk in ignorance. I used to, you know, somebody may treat me, you know, straight people, I wanted them to die. Yes, I did. That was ignorant. I ain't no, I got saved. And it's sad, if you don't get your mind renewed, you'll find your, after Jesus ascended on high, don't you know them disciples, they went back to fishing? They had forgot about their God-given assignment, the assignment that Jesus gave them. They got hopeless. And Jesus told them, when he appeared, before he ascended, he said, go to the upper room and receive the Holy Spirit. Once they went in the upper room and received the Holy Spirit, the power, guess what? They went in all your world and began to preach the gospel. But at first they were sad. Remember when they captured Jesus and the God, the disciple flee, Paul Peter, he followed close behind. And then when somebody recognized him, he said he didn't know Jesus. But when Jesus came out that upper room with the Holy Ghost, good God Almighty, he had power. He wasn't timid no more. He had the boldness. He came out. And even one time that when they got whipped and they asked the Holy Ghost to give more boldness. Listen, the Holy Ghost, good God, for the, thank you, Jesus. He's in you. If you don't have it, stop right now, it's the Holy Spirit. That preacher said, I need you. I'm asking you to come in my heart. I need power. I need a teacher. The scripture even tells us in Luke, if you ask, what child will ask his father for bread, he'll give him a stone. A fish, he'll give him a stone. But that father give you what you ask for. And to them that ask for the Holy Spirit, God will give you the Holy Spirit. So if you don't have the Holy Spirit right now, I stop and say, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I need some power. I need help. Holy Spirit, I receive you by faith. He'll come in. Oh, yes, he will. Okay, let's go to, like I said, I'm in James, and I tell you, this word is good. I trust you enjoying this word. Does he tell us in the 7th verse in the Amplified, in James 4:7, he said, so be subject to God. Stand firm against the devil, resist him, and he will flee from you. Come close to God, and he will come close to you. See, the more attention you give God, more attention God's going to give you. The less attention you give God, the less you're going to get from him. There to again, your will. Deuteronomy 30:19, one of the first scriptures that God gave me when I got saved. That was one of the first scriptures God gave me. He said, and Deuteronomy 30:19, he was talking to me. Choose this day. I said before you, life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose this day who you're going to serve. choose life that you and your seed may live. See, once you get born again, everything connected to you can come into the knowledge of Christ. It can come, I'm telling you. But like I said, you have your part to play. My final scripture, and I might pick up. We in 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter, because I want you to see this here, because you need to know, look at you, you have an adversary. Come on, somebody. We have an adversary. And the Bible tells us he goes about as a roaring lion, come on, somebody, seeking who he may devour. That's what he do. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. I tell you, I get excited. I get so excited with this word. I get excited, y'all, because it is so important in the time that we living in. Like I said, you have an enemy. I have an enemy. But guess what? The devil is already defeated. He always defeated. Come on, Ann. Come on. He already Ephesians, not Ephesians. I'm in James, the fifth chapter. Not James. I'm sorry. Calm down, Ann. You in 1 Peter. I'm in 1 Peter, the fifth chapter. I'm going to start reading at the sixth verse. Now, if you go in the fifth verse of how God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. But it's a sixth verse, same thing. He's humble yourself there from the mighty hands of God that he may exhort you in due time, casting all of your cares upon him. See, some of you ain't doing that. You walk around here with the care. What you going to eat? What you going to drink? Lord, they might cut my Social Security check out. They might do this. And listen, I'm not being little of you. That means you have more faith in this system, or more faith in what man say instead of what God say. Now, I'm a tither. I give tithe. Some people, so you don't post a give tithe. Look, it's been working for me for over 40 years, over 30-something years. Because at first I started and I stopped. But I'm consistent with, see, God bless faithfulness. With so-and-so, I don't care about what so-and-so. If so-and-so and them saying something that don't agree with this word, I don't waste my time on that. And I'm telling you, if we work the laws and principles in this Bible, we would get the result. Now, listen, who all live a godly life, you're going to suffer persecution. You're going to be afflicted. Trouble going to come to all of us. But it's the way you respond. And if we get this word in us and respond the way God said respond, don't you know the devil will be defeated on every turn? Come on. Yes, the weapon will be formed, but it won't prosper. You'll be able to go through it. Come on, somebody. You'll be able to come out on top. You'll come out with peace and joy of the Holy Ghost. You'll know how to stand. He said, casting all your cares on him, take care for you. Now, that verse right there, tell us to cast the care once and for all. And amplify, it's a casting the whole of your care, all your anxiety, all your worry, all your concern, once and for all, on him. To my God, for he cared for you effectively and care about you. God watching us. Well, honey, why he ain't did this? You in a fallen world. That's why he going to do a new earth. That's a fallen world. In the next earth, the devil ain't going to be there. He done told us that. But right now, you and I have everything. I ain't got time. But time, and he figures, I got to stop right here. I got to stop. I tell you, I done got excited. Jesus, hallelujah. We're going to have to pick up. We're going to have to pick up. We're going to have to pick up. Thursday, Lord willing, we'll start in 1 Peter, because, y'all, this is so important. God wants you to know how to condemn. God don't want you want to pray and want to die early so you don't have to deal with what's happening. No. Listen, whatever your age is, especially if you're up in age, God needs you. The Melina, this young generation needs you. I need you. You have your part to play. But you don't allow fear to dominate you. Fear is controlling you. You don't want to go to church. You don't want to go out. Y'all, that's fear. That ain't God. Get back in your Bible and start reading. You done let, see, when fear come in, when you are like, that means you done open yourself up for doubt and unbelief, and that's not God. Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I thank you again for your word. I give you praise. I give you honor. I pray, God, I roll these peoples on you. And after we get off the air, I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will continue to deal with them. That you continue to bring enlightenment and understanding. I pray for a fresh wind of the Holy Spirit to breathe on them, that they'll be refilled with the Holy Spirit again in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, this is Apostle William M. Miller. Don't miss out on Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day.